I rise today in strong support of this rule, as well as the underlying legislation, H.R. 1, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. This legislation demonstrates a commitment to my constituents and all of the American people to provide real relief. Our current tax code contains over 70,000 pages of rules and provisions. Within these pages are hundreds of loopholes and carve-outs that only special interests can fully understand and access. At the very core of this legislation is a matter of fairness. By passing this rule and supporting the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, we will be making a profound reform of our tax code toward a system that is simpler, flatter, and fairer to American families across the country. According to analysis by the Tax Foundation, which is an independent, nonpartisan tax policy nonprofit, this legislation would stimulate GDP growth up to 4% and provide more than 3% of a wage increase. In my home state of Washington, it's projected that almost 22,000 new jobs will be created, and a middle-class family in my state is projected to gain over $3,000 in after-tax income should this bill be signed into law. This means real and significant economic growth, tens of thousands of new jobs in my state alone, and more money staying in the pocket of central Washingtonians. Mr. Speaker, I have been disappointed in the dialogue surrounding this legislation from my colleagues on the other side of the aisle. The accusations that this will be a massive tax hike on the middle class are patently false. And unfortunately, these claims are being made by federal officials right here in Washington, D.C., all the way to my state capital in Washington State. In my congressional district, just let me tell you, over 80% of the people file their taxes using the standard deduction. This bill actually doubles the standard deduction for middle-class families and for all Americans. This allows families I represent in Moses Lake, in OMAC, in the Tri-Cities to save more money on their tax bill without having to jump through complicated loopholes and pore over their tax preparations for hours. However, my colleagues on the other side of the aisle refuse to acknowledge that fact. This bill lowers individual tax rates and middle-income Americans and continues to maintain the highest rate of 39.6% for the wealthiest of Americans. It eliminates special interest deductions. It expands the child tax credit. It establishes a new family credit for families taking care of a loved one, and it preserves the adoption tax credit. It allows a small business in Othello or a farmer in Yakima to immediately write off the full cost of new equipment, and it repeals the unfair estate tax, which hurts family farms and small businesses.